Title: D-Bridge Edit. Tune a Rhodes chord from scratch in Ableton Live 12 using macro controls creatively. Intro: Hi, today I'm going to walk you through an advanced, focused workflow in Ableton Live 12 for creating a D-Bridge style Rhodes edit. We'll build a three-voice Rhodes instrument rack, map expressive macro controls for coarse and micro tuning, morph inversions, shape tone, and automate a fast pitch drop stab that sits in the groove pool pocket. The goal is short, harmonically precise, motion-rich stabs that feel slightly off-kilter in a musical way. Lesson overview slash what we'll build. You'll end up with a three-voice instrument rack, each voice loaded into simpler, forming a Rhodes chord, root, third and fifth, macros for master pitch sweep and independent micro tune per voice, a chain selector for inversion morphing, and tone controls for filter, saturation, sample start and reverb send. A MIDI clip with macro automation that produces fast pitch drops and a groove applied to push it into a D-Bridge pocket. A resampling workflow so you can print the stab and chop it for edits. Preparation: open Live 12 and create a new MIDI track. Locate a clean Rhodes single note sample from the core library's Electric Instruments or any dry Rhodes single note. If you have a multi-sampled Rhodes, isolate a steady note. C3 works well as a starting point. If you want to confirm the sample's pitch, drop a tuner on an audio track and check it briefly before loading into simpler. Build the layered rack 1. Create an instrument rack on the MIDI track 2. Inside the rack, create three chains: chain A, chain B, and chain C, either by creating and duplicating chains or right-click create chain 3. Drag simpler into each chain. In each simpler, set mode to classic. For sustain behavior, either turn loop off or use a very short loop. D-Bridge stabs are short, so short loop or no loop with a short release generally works best. 4. Load the same Rhodes single note into each simpler. Set the bass voicing, coarse tuning per chain. Now set a basic triad. Chain A, the root voice, transpose equals 0 semitones. Chain B, the third, transpose equals plus 3 semitones for a minor third, or plus 4 for a major third if you prefer major. Chain C, the fifth, transpose equals plus 7 semitones. Play a triad to confirm. If your sample isn't C, transpose so the triad matches your project key. Map expressive pitch macros, coarse and micro tuning. Open the instrument rack's macro map mode by clicking map in the rack title bar. Macro 1, master pitch sweep. Select the transpose knob in each simpler and map them all to macro 1. Set different mapping ranges in the macro mappings panel. Chain A root, minus 12 to plus 12 semitones. Chain B third, minus 9 to plus 9 semitones. Chain C fifth, minus 12 to plus 12 semitones. This lets one knob sweep the whole chord, while keeping relative intervals and allowing creative offsets for octave and interval motion. Macro 2-4, micro tune per voice. Map each simpler's detune parameter to its own macro. Macro 2 right arrow chain A detune, minus 10 to plus 10 cents. Macro 3 right arrow chain B detune, minus 8 to plus 12 cents. Macro 4 right arrow chain C detune, minus 12 to plus 6 cents. These small, asymmetric ranges create musical instability and beating that adds emotional tension typical of D-Bridge edits. Morphing inversions with chain selector. If you want instant inversion switching, duplicate the three chains twice so you have three sets: root position, first inversion, second inversion. Adjust transpose on the duplicated sets to form the inversions. Use the chain selector ranges to assign chain set A equals root position 020, chain set B equals first inversion 2140, chain set C equals second inversion 4163. Map the rack's chain selector to macro 5. Now macro 5 will morph or step through inversions as you turn it. Tone shaping macros place shared tone devices after the chains inside the rack, for example auto filter, saturator, and EQ8, so we can map their parameters to macros. Macro 6 right arrow auto filter cutoff. Set a mapping range around 300 Hz to 2.5 kHz. Macro 7 right arrow saturator drive. Map 0 to roughly 6 dB of drive. For reverb, either route to a return track or place reverb inside the rack. Map dry slash wet or the send control to macro 8 or 9 depending on your routing choice. Sample start slash subtle variation. Map each simpler sample start to a single macro, macro 10, but give each chain a small, slightly different range, for example 0ms to 25ms. Sweeping this changes attack timing per voice and helps avoid phase sameness. Clip automation and groove. Create a short MIDI clip, one or two bars, with a single stab chord on beat 1. Make the note length short, between a 1/16 and a 1/8 depending on the stab length you want. Open the clips envelopes and under device choose your instrument rack, then pick macro 1. Draw an envelope that drops quickly. Start high and dip down to a low value within 30 to 120 milliseconds. That's the classic fast pitch drop it. Vary envelope curves for different stabs. Open the groove pool and drag in a groove. Either extract one from a D-bridge drum loop or use a preset with a 16th shuffle. Apply the groove to your chord clip. Start with subtle settings. Timing around 10-30% and strength around 15-30%. Adjust timing to slightly push or pull the chord so it sits in a humanized, off-kilter pocket. Tune to key and mix context. Check the chord against your bass and key. If needed, render a quick audio version and use tuner or spectrum to confirm center pitches. Make sure macro 1 range won't accidentally throw the chord out of key, unless that's intentional. Use EQ8 to carve a 200-600 Hz area to avoid mid-range masking with the bass, and high pass below roughly 100-140 Hz to leave sub for the bass. Resampling and creative edits. Once the macro behavior and automation are locked in, resample the instrument output to a new audio track. From there you can slice, reverse a transient, pitch the audio, or create layers. After resampling, you can further process or load back into simpler to build more playable variations. Save the instrument rack as a preset so you can recall it later. Important device and mapping notes. Map simpler as transpose for semitone shifts and detune for synths. Those are the exact parameters you'll use for coarse and micro tuning. Set macro min/max mappings in the macro mappings box so the knob's middle position is musically sensible. You can automate macros from clip envelopes or arrangement automation. Clip envelopes are great for stabs you'll duplicate or launch with scenes. Common mistakes to avoid: don't set detune ranges absurdly wide. Avoid plus or minus 100 cents on a detune macro. It breaks the triad. Keep coarse and fine ranges musical. If you use simpler in classic mode, make sure warp is off. Warp changes playback and pitch behavior. Don't map identical sample start on all voices. A few milliseconds of offset prevents phase comb filtering. Avoid heavy reverb on short stabs. It can wash them out in a busy D-B mix. Use short tails or parallel routing. Check mapping min/max so a mid-value on a macro is intuitive. Otherwise, 50% won't mean what you expect. Pro tips: use asymmetric micro-tuning. Slightly different scents on each voice, like -7, +3 and -2, yields richer harmonics. Map a single macro to multiple parameters with opposing ranges. For example, master pitch up while filter cutoff goes down, so one knob both detunes and darkens the sound. For slow evolving detune, map an LFO to the detune macros. Keep it slow and subtle for stabs. For extreme short pitch glides, automate macro over 50 to 120 ms. And emphasize attack with transient shaping. Save inversion chain presets and use chain selector ranges for quick harmonic alternatives. After resampling, using sampler gives you access to pitch envelopes that can produce very natural pitch drops. Light side chain to the kick or bass to make the Rhodes stab sit in the pocket. Mini practice exercise: build a single expressive D-bridge style stab. 1. Create the 3-chain rack with simpler set to classic, root, minor, third, and fifth. 2. Map macro 1, master pitch sweep with ranges root minus 12 right arrow 0, third minus 9 right arrow 0, fifth minus 12 right arrow 0. Macros 2, 3, 4, detune for each voice with ranges like minus 10 right plus 10, minus 6 right plus 8, minus 8 right plus 6 respectively. Macro 5, chain selector map to 3 inversion chains. Macro 6, auto filter cutoff 300 Hz right arrow 2.2 kHz. 3. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip with a 1/16 stab on beat 1. 4. Draw macro 1 envelope starting at 100% and dropping to 10% over about 80 ms. 5. Apply a subtle groove, timing 18%, strength 24%. 6. Resample the result to audio, chop it in simpler, and save it as a preset. Try the same exercise with envelope lengths of 40 ms. And 120 ms, and listen how the micro-tune macros change the harmonic color. Your aim is to make the pitch drop feel intentional and groove synced. Recap: we built a multi-chain instrument rack with simpler voices for root, third, and fifth, mapped a master pitch macro and independent sense macros, used chain selector for inversions, and mapped tone controls for filter, saturation, and reverb. We automated macros in a clip for fast pitch drops, applied groove timing to lock the edit into a D-bridge pocket, and covered resampling so you can chop and reuse stabs. Small scent offsets and careful macro ranges are the secret sauce. They give that emotional, slightly off-tuning character heard in great D-bridge edits. Final notes slash workflow reminders: treat the rack like a playable instrument. Name and color your macros so automation and live performance are fast and predictable. Build the patch dry first. Lock in pitch and macro behavior, then add saturation, reverb and delay. Save multiple presets and resampled variations so you have a library of tuned Rhodes stabs ready for production or live use. That's it. Build, automate, groove, and resample. Have fun dialing in those subtle instabilities. That's what gives a Rhodes edit its emotional weight in a D-bridge-style drum and bass context.